Good morning. My guest this morning is Jonathan Weir from the national tour of Disney's Aladdin. And we are talking about a one-night-only benefit event. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Tell us about this wonderful event that's coming up. This is a very unusual Christmas time show.
It is indeed. Well, a little bit of history. I went to grad school with Lenny Dean, who is the associate education director there at the Sixth Street Playhouse.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I was aware of the fires and everything that hit. And through touring to San Francisco, we reconnected. It's been a couple years, and I sort of proposed. The cast have done benefits around the country for different causes, and I sort of proposed the idea of what if we did a benefit for the theater, because I know that although they were spared fire damage, of course they're feeling the effects of the 5,000 plus businesses around the community that,
right.
That have taken a hit. So we've got 12 cast members from the national tour of Aladdin who are going to come out on Monday the 11th. It's a one-time evening performance. I believe it's 6:30. I think there are some tickets left. It's selling well, but we're going to be doing, it's basically build Broadway, songs from Broadway and beyond. We're going to throw a little holiday music in as well and generate some funds and some benefit for the theater. And we've actually gotten Disney to donate some tickets to Aladdin, so those will be raffled off as well as a signed show poster. So,
well, this is indeed the kind of show that when we even spend 5 minutes on it here at KRCB, all of a sudden it's a sold-out show. So I would advise our listeners to...
Yeah, I heard word from the theater the other day that it's selling very, very well. So we'd love to turn it into standing room only. That would be great.
Right. So what's the show that you are doing on the national tour? What is that like?
Currently performing the role of Jafar in the it's actually called the North American Tour of Disney's Aladdin. There are 6 productions. We are the 6th production worldwide. Every other production is a sit-down production. We're the only tour currently out. And we rehearsed and opened in Chicago, ran for 5 months, and then we started touring in September. We were in Minneapolis and Seattle, and now we're in San Francisco till January 7th at the Orpheum Theater. And the audiences have taken to it. It's a joyous time. It's a lovely holiday gift. Unusual gift.
Again, I have to point out to our audience that the Orpheum Theater is a big theater.
Yeah, it's about 2,500 seats, I think.
Right.
Like that. Yeah, so it's a good sized theater. So I'm fortunate enough to be on tour with that, and part of the joys of that is to be traveling around the country and connecting with. I teach part time in Chicago at Loyola University, and connect with old students and friends from life, essentially. And so Lenny is one of those people at Sixth Street. And as it turns out, Jared Sakran, who's the executive director, I was at ACT back in the day when I graduated from undergrad, and he was one of my teachers. So you stick around long enough, everything old becomes new again.
That's right.
Circle it back around.
So are you pleased to be back around here instead of...
I am. You know, San Francisco's near and dear to my heart. I moved here after undergrad, went to ACT, lived here for a year, and then I went to grad school back east. But it's the third time I've toured here. I toured with Lion King back in 2004, and then with Jersey Boys, I think it was 2007 or 2008, and now again with Aladdin. So I have a niece that lives in San Mateo with her family, so I'm able to connect with some family as well and, you know, take advantage of the amazing culinary and... wine treats that the region has to offer, so
right.
To speak. You know, I'm a big biker, so I have my bike out with me, so I've gotten to go over to the Marin Headlands and do some biking over there and across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Excellent.
And hope to get a little bit more in.
Well, we should tell people that on the 11th, the doors open at 6 o'clock. The concert starts at 7. There'll be a complimentary dessert during intermission and a discussion with the cast after the show.
Absolutely, and then those items to be raffled off as well, so... it's for obviously a very good cause. The theater's been around for 40 plus years, and it serves a huge connection to the community. So I can't think of anything better at the holidays than to support live art. So
nope,
live
I can't
theater,
either.
So.
Thank you for coming in, Jonathan,
Thank you so much.
It by telephone.
Thank you very much. Have a good holiday.
You too. And let me tell people that you can get your tickets online by phone at 523-4185 or at the box office Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.